Welcome to the Riot Podcast, where we have practical discussions on how to share your faith, see the news from God's eyes, and answer some of faith's hardest questions.
Thank you for joining us on the Riot Podcast, aka Righteous Invasion of Truth. I'm your host, Pete Robertson, along with...
Thanks, Pete. This is Bob Schoeneman.
And yours truly, Barry Rice.
We just thank you for just joining us today, and we just can't wait to just talk about what's happening today in the news. What about how'd it go last night with our election fun stay up late night extravaganza?
Well, it was a late night.
I slept like a baby.
What? You did? You went to bed early? What?
Yeah, I couldn't stay up. I knew that we wouldn't know anything last night, so I checked it before I went to bed, and I just went to bed. Man.
Yeah, I went to bed probably about 1:30. Bob, I think you stayed up to what, 2:30 or something?
I stayed up way too late. Yeah, 2:30, and got up at 7, and nothing changed.
It's just, it was kind of crazy.
Now, don't we have a record for voter turnout? It's pretty good, right?
I think it was up. I know that, well, in our state, Florida, I know that it was a lot more, I believe, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up the numbers right now to get the up-to-date numbers. We're at 137 million votes cast so far, and they're still counting.
And that's just for the United States? Everywhere?
That's everywhere.
Right. And so last 4 years was what, 62 and 65?
So, I think so, yeah. 127.
Yeah. Wow. So there was a lot of people there was a lot of energy in this. What were you guys thinking as you were watching it last night?
It was like a roller coaster. I mean, at poll close at 7 o'clock on the East Coast, it looked like, Biden was going to win pretty handily. And then by 11 o'clock, there was like this huge shift where it looked like all the momentum was going Trump's way. And then all of a sudden, Arizona seemed to go the other way, go blue. And it seemed to stop the red momentum for sure. And now we're sitting here, it looks like it could even be a tie. It's that close.
That would be weird, right?
Yeah, that would be weird. I'd have to read my constitution to find out what happens there, but I think it gets thrown to the House of Representatives.
Oh my gosh. And that's how it's going to be, that's how it's all going to come down? And what do? They just vote?
No, I don't know. Again, it's been, Pete, it's been 35 years since I took a civics class.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to have to dig into that. I didn't envision a tie. But I don't think we're going to have a tie. I think it's probably, it'll probably go 270, 268 if it ends up that close.
Yeah.
But there's still, I think, 5 states that they're still calling, that they haven't called yet.
Yeah.
Actually, 6 states. They got 6 states on the board right now. Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nevada.
Yeah, so the time that people would listen to this podcast, we should probably know who the winner is, or maybe it might go into what the courts, right? If there's litigation or something on that,
could be. Yeah, if there's disputes in certain voting districts, very likely could go to the courts like it did in 2000.
Well, for any of you that's listening and just wondering what in the world is this podcast all about, we're a weekly, we have a lot of fun with each other. We're a Christian podcast, and again, our main focus is just on hot topics, things that are relevant in the news, and we're 3 pastors that have gotten together and just want a desire to talk about Jesus and talk about real life circumstances, talk about our faith, and just how we can just draw closer to Him and everything that we do. And so you will laugh a lot with us. We are a little crazy at times, and we love politics, and so this is kind of fun to talk about, and I'm sure we'll have fun today talking about it.
So, Pete, what do you do when you're 3 pastors and you can't sing? Well, you do a podcast.
That's
right?
Exactly. I mean, right. Neither one of us can sing that good, right?
No, not at all.
Well, I want everybody to know that I can beatbox, but that I can't sing.
But actually, I've heard Bob sing. I mean, you have a pretty good voice, actually. I mean, you're okay.
Well, I hear it with different ears, I guess.
I have one, whatever that range is, you know, and I'm okay in that one range. I mean, I can hold my own, but you get me outside of that range, it's not fun. My daughter, on the other hand, oh my gosh, she can sing like crazy. But yeah, you're right. That's what you do. You do a podcast. All right. Well, we and one of the things that we do is we talk about pressure points. And we can just move into that right now. And one of the pressure points that obviously today is just the politics of things and the divisiveness. And there's a lot of hate on both sides of the aisle. There's a lot of it's just ugly, to be honest. And it just really weighs down people. And there's just a lot of people struggling with this. There's a lot of people dealing with depression. There's a lot of people that are just not understanding what is going on, and you know, why is things not happening the way that you want it to happen? And you know, that's kind of one of these pressure points. And so, I mean, I'd love to just talk about that with you guys, and how are you viewing this politics situation? How are you viewing the voting aspect, and you know, just kind of this, the backstory behind all of this?
Hey Pete, I got two stories, man. I went and voted a Sunday after church, and I thought that would be the best day for me to vote on the Lord's Day. And one of the things that happened to me, it started raining, and I'm waiting in line, and it's raining on me, and I'm standing beside some of the people that hold the signs, and I'm talking to them as I would normally do, and they asked me, did you vote for Biden? And I said, I haven't voted yet. And I told them I probably won't. And they told me, well, I just feel sorry for you. That's what they told me.
Wow.
And, you know, to be honest with you, Pete, man, Bob, I had this experience of a great deal of anxiety hidden going into this election. And why did I go to bed last night? It's because God did something in my heart. And as I was thinking about who really is in control and who really is on the throne, and I was thinking about the sovereignty of God and that He really is on the throne, I just had this sense of peace that allowed me, no matter what happens, who wins, that they really aren't in control, that God really is the ruler of the universe, and that He holds the key to the king's hearts. And whoever wins this, God just gave me a peace that He's still on the throne and that He's in control, and that we have a direct line, maybe not to Trump or Biden or whoever wins this, but we have a direct line to Him. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And you get to this point where if you do feel anxiety or you do feel a sense of restlessness, I think it's just an opportunity that we have as Christians to just find ourselves on our knees before God and just really surrendering all of that, all of our cares and our burdens unto Him. And in politics, it just brings out either the best or the worst in people. And I do see this as an opportunity for us as a people that are fearing God, is to really just rest in Him and just really trust that God's in charge of this. And so we know.
And Pete, you know, I brought up a situation that happened to me, and obviously they were for the blue side, they were for Biden, but we're seeing this on both sides. I mean, people not acting adults, and people not being kind to one another. And if whatever way you voted, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you have no right to be unkind.
Right.
You know, regardless of how, and it's really in the face of, it doesn't matter how they treat you, right? I mean, pie in our face, no matter what.
Right.
We're to love people, and I hope that's what people will think about me, that hey, however they voted, whatever happens, that I am a follower of Jesus Christ, and this is how they will know we're His disciples, is how we love one another, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking, Bob, you've done a lot more politics than us, because you've actually been in part of HOAs and different things, but I mean, it's difficult, right? To, because there's people on certain aisles that are just so dogmatic in their mindset, and they're just, they have so much, I guess, hate or just anger inside of them to just love them. I don't know. Maybe you want to share kind of a story of that, or just something that.
Well, I just want to touch on a couple of things that both Pete that you said and what Barry said. I like that Barry shared that he went and voted on Sunday. And I really felt like, at least for me this year, I wanted to make my voting experience an act of worship. And I just think that's important in everything we do, that that we give glory to God for what we're doing. And I think this, I mean, this, again, here we are the day after, we still don't know who won this election. I think it gives us just a great opportunity to show people that, you know, hey, we can be at peace. I mean, there's, you know, I have Christian friends that I know voted both sides of the aisle, and here's an opportunity to just either show who you trust in, or make, you know, Biden and Trump and idol and almost look like you're worshiping them. So I think it's just a great opportunity for us to show us, to show the world around us that Jesus is our King, and just like what you guys are already said, it's just a huge opportunity for us.
Yeah, getting to that point where I feel in this election, and at least this is my sense, and as many that I've been a part of now, that there's been more people praying than I've ever seen before. And it seems like everywhere I turn, they're calling us to pray for our nation, calling us to just really just lift our leaders up. And again, I just pray that we get to that point where if whoever wins, again, if Biden wins or if Trump wins or whatever, whoever wins, that we just do not lose heart there, and that we just continue to pray for revival, that we continue to pray that God would change each of our hearts, and that we would just learn that He is our King, He is our ruler, He is the one that we put our trust in, He is the one that we have all of our hope, and that we just continue to do that. And we know that, you know, if we want to move a man, we don't move a man through our words or our actions. We can move a man through our prayer and through our knees. And we just trust that the Holy Spirit would just intervene, and that the Holy Spirit would work all things together for good for those who are called according to His purpose. And so, I don't know, any other last thoughts on this topic and the hot button?
Well, I'd just like to say that you brought up people praying, and you're seeing it all over the place. I've seen 2 Chronicles 7:14 more in the last couple months than I've ever seen it before. So if you don't mind, I'm going to just read that real quick. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will give their sin and heal their nation." Forgive their sin and heal their nation. So just, that's almost just hearing that constantly, and I think people are taking it to heart.
Hey, Bob, I really believe that's the revival verse. And what a lot of Christians think that I am around, that revival looks like a lot of lost people getting saved and repenting of their sins, but that passage tells us that it really does start with Christians.
Yeah.
And it really starts with Christians being hungry for God to fill their own life and forgive them. And that, you know, just like Nehemiah prayed that God would forgive the Israelites, good, you know, for the shape that Israel was in, you know, that the walls were torn down and burned. We as Christians, I believe we set the tone for the nation, and that the tone of the nation, if it's not positive, which I think a lot of us feel like it's not, that the reason of that is because of our comfort as Christians, and because of our lack of prayer, our lack of being bold and living for Jesus and loving people the way we should. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, again, I just see the, you know, I've heard it said that if you draw a circle around yourself and just pray in that circle, you know, revival first comes there. And then once the revival comes within our hearts, the obedience that we have towards God, where we are spending time in prayer, we are spending time in His Word, we are spending that quiet time listening to Him, where God is changing us, transforming us from the inside, that then has a ripple effect where then it starts affecting other people around us, where we become changed and we become kinder and filled with love and gentleness and the characters of God and you know the fruit of the Spirit just starts becoming more and more relevant. And then that really affects other people. And so it's like, you know, our family will be affected by it and when they start seeing that. But it really takes that discipline that Paul talks about, that we are able to just really stop and be still in God's presence, to allow his presence to just invade every aspect of our lives. And then also the willingness to say, I today want to be obedient. I today want to walk faithfully and humbly before God. I today want to do what God is asking of me to do to bring him glory. So, yeah.
Let me ask you this question, Pete. Did you have anybody ask you how you voted?
Yeah, many people. And it was mostly just family, and we've had that, and aunts and uncles, and just different friends. And, you know, I'm fascinated because I can tell how people are going to vote just by just looking at their lifestyle.
That's so true. I had so many people ask me how I was going to vote. And my answer, I really paused and I said, I voted like Jesus.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But isn't that true? I mean, guys, shouldn't we vote like Jesus would vote? And that was the question that I challenged my congregation, is to really consider what's the heart of God and what issues would he vote on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And how would he take the candidates through his filter? And I really believe we should ask the question, you know, how would God want us to vote? Because everything we do, whether we eat or drink or whatever you do, we're to do that for the glory of God.
Yeah.
So I challenge our listeners, did you vote for the glory of God? Did you ask him how you should vote? Bob, did you have anybody ask you how you voted?
I had, lots of people. I like to ask them, you know, how do you think I voted, just to see what kind of
right.
vibe I'm putting
right.
off, I guess. But I think you're right. It's funny, you can kind of tell sometimes how people voted by how they carry themselves, even, which is, it's weird because you're kind of stereotyping, but...
But it's true in this one.
and I think COVID, just the way people respond, whether in fear or just cautiousness, you see people handling that differently too. And I think it relates over to how they vote. So you see people. So let me give you an example. So I saw a meme the other day that I thought was really funny. It's like a guy saw somebody driving in a car wearing their face mask and covering a face shield and all locked up in their car. And then it had a Biden bumper sticker on the back of it. And the meme just said, you know, look, you didn't need the bumper sticker. I already knew how you voted. So, you know, I think we can tell by just our actions. But to me, it's more of an attitude. I see so many people that, you know, are walking around the neighborhood and they're just joyful and happy. And it seems like those people are voting one way. And then there's other people that are just complaining or hurting. And man, I know it's not 100%, but it sure seems like you can tell which way people are voting just by their attitudes today. So, and I know there's a lot of pressure on people. COVID's a lot of pressure. The lockdown was a lot of pressure. This election being close and contentious is a lot of pressure. And I think it's revealing the character of all of us.
I think there was just a mastermind behind COVID with the timing of it. I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I just sensed that the timing of COVID being in the election year, continuing through the election time, I just think there's a mastermind behind it.
Thank you for joining us at Riot Podcast. If you want to reach out and get in touch with us, you can find us at riotpodcast.co. And this was just a short sample. Our next week's episode will be a little bit longer and it would go into it, but we just thank you for joining us. We thank you for just spending your time and hearing what three pastors have to say. So again, you can reach out to us by visiting our website at riotpodcast.co. Till next week, talk to you later.